Welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief, and we're broadcasting this morning from our home offices, which just happened to be near the city with the ugliest people in the country, guys, according to the most recent report from Travel and Leisure magazine. That's right, Philadelphia may be the city of brotherly love, but apparently none of us is that good-looking. I'm sitting next to Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages magazine.
We're not all from Philly.
Kathy, do you think Philadelphians are ugly?
I think everybody's beautiful in their own way, Melinda.
Oh, good Lord.
So diplomatic. Also with me this morning is Michelle Bell, editor of Supply of Global Resource. Michelle, care to comment on the looks of your fellow citygoers?
I think some of them are just atrocious looking, like inbred, like their mother's also their sister.
But isn't that the right?
Don't sugarcoat it.
Is that the case of any big city, though?
We seem to have a preponderance of unattractive people.
So you totally agree with this report?
I do.
There are ugliest cities in the country.
Oh, well, good God, no. There's Kentucky, after all.
That's not a city.
That's a state.
The whole state, though. Please.
All right. Of course, we've got Andy Cohn, more astute than ever this morning.
Wow.
Good morning, Andy. Now, I know you're not to blame for this terrible trend.
No, we're not all from Philly.
So I'm really sorry you have to put up with us ugly Philadelphians. Lastly, we've got everybody's favorite Joe Show star, Joe Haley himself.
Spit it out.
Joe, do you take exception to this ugly city business?
No, I don't. I could care less what they have to say. But I do think we have a city full of vampires, because when you see the way some people dress, you figure they can't see the reflections in the mirrors in the morning, so...
Interesting. Wow. Well, our phone lines are open.
Where did you come up with that one?
Call us right now and let us know if the people in your city are uglier or prettier than the people in ours. You can reach us at 215-953-4979. Joe, what's on tap for us today?
Well, for all the ugly people, be careful how you write your press releases, because some of the lot we get are just awful. Crazy cat lady Michelle Bell looks at the pet market.
Meow.
As more kids are homeschooled, the related industry is booming. And we're going to look at this multi-billion dollar industry. Melinda's going to talk about 10 cheap ways companies can build their brands. Hey, it's Fashion Week, so you know what that means. That's right, we're going to look at what's hot on the runways. You need to keep listening for your chance to win a $50 gas card. Besides being a comedy genius, Alex Baldwin is up for an Emmy. Easy for me to say. Is up for an Emmy in the Best Actor in the Comedy Series category, and we're going to weigh in on our favorites. All this, and Andy Cohen's going to give you the industry news in 60 seconds or less. Andy.
Well, Joe, Hurricane Ike hit the southeast coast of Texas hard this past weekend, and many industry companies were also in its path. While the power is still out in downtown Houston and most of its surrounding areas, ad specialty firms in the area are struggling to get back on their feet. In Houston alone, there are 355 ASI-listed distributors and 37 suppliers. In Galveston, which was hit hardest by the storm, there are 6 listed distributors. Later on today in Promogram, we'll have a report on their status. A new survey out this week shows that consumers are still a little chilly about the idea of paying more for eco-friendly products.
Chilly,
I said it. That's right. According to the Yankelevich study of more than 2,500 consumers, the number of people willing to pay more for green products has decreased from 31% last year to less than 25% this year.
Who did this study?
Yankelevich.
You just wanted him to say Yankelevich.
Again,
you
right.
did.
I can't.
But I didn't stumble on it like you did. One industry supplier got a visit recently from a U.S. congressman. Primeline, which is based in Connecticut, hosted U.S. Rep. Christopher Shays. The congressman stayed at the company for a few hours, toured Primeline's factory, and received a little tutorial on imprinting processes. As Jeff Lederer, executive vice president of Primeline, says, he gained insight about the promotional product industry as a whole. And in Promogram later today, we'll have a new edition of the Joe Show. Joe, what do you got for us?
It's the Gomer Pyle Show.
The Gomer Pyle Show?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Okay.
In other words, you don't know what you're doing yet.
Oh, I know.
He has to pull stuff from Advantages.
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Hey, Beef, before we go any further, I want to thank Lee from Say Thank You with Coffee. She sent each of us, I don't know if you can see this on the webcam, a package of ASI Internet Radio coffee.
Yes, she saw our coffee mug.
That was very nice.
And
thank
she
you,
shuddered at the thought we may be drinking store-bought coffee. So let's all give a quick toast to Lee and say thank you with coffee.
She said the coffee was roasted at 4 a.m. yesterday. So they packaged it just for us. So thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thanks. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit this morning about how industry companies can better build some buzz for themselves in the form, let's do some alliteration, of the perfect press release. Okay, Andy, tell us more.
The perfect press release. Wow. Well, we found a website. the name of that
website. We found a website. There's many websites on that world wide web.
For this topic. The name of that is, quote, yourpitchsucks.com. So this place can help all the companies out there, not just in this industry, but in every industry that has struggling press release writers, to form press releases that people like us editors might actually want to read.
Well, and I understand they do it for free, correct?
They do. So there's like a community online at this website that will critique.
That will tear apart your
press
release.
They will tear it apart, most likely. As long as you use the word solutions, which we see in press releases all too often, that you will get torn apart.
Well, the thing is, I mean, as editors, we all receive dozens and dozens of press releases every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and boy, do the companies need help.
Yes.
my point of contention is people who send press releases without contact information.
Yeah, that's
love
good.
That.
That's a big one. Yeah, I remember getting a release once. About halfway through it, it had some parentheses, and the PR person wrote, "Make some SHIT up here." And she forgot to make the stuff up, and she sent it that way.
That one didn't go through the vetting process too well.
No, but you know what? We posted it up in our newsroom, and it was there for about 3 years.
They didn't send that to yourpitchsucks.com.
They should have.
Yeah.
Well, my problem is with press releases is sometimes you have no idea what they're talking about. There's such industry jargon, and it's gobbledygook that I have no idea. Like, here we go. Here's a company that is a leading provider of subscription-based digital signage solutions. And it announced today that it has formed a strategic alliance, not just an alliance, but a strategic one, with Campbell Link, an interactive out-of-home multimedia company.
What?
Yeah, exactly. What? Or here's Sigmar Technologies today announced the launch of Incentivize, an all-encompassing incentivization system aimed at helping organizations find an immediate and sustained improvement in all areas of staff performance.
But is it state-of-the-art? Because I noticed that those words are used in almost every press release I get.
Well, there's like a dictionary of words that have to be used. Solutions,
state-of-the-art,
strategic partnership.
Free
integrated free platform. What's an integrated
free,
platform?
Free, at least I know what it means.
It integrates things.
On a platform.
I had a class in college.
On a level
I had a PR class in college where the teacher said that the two words that get the most attention are free sex.
Yeah,
free and sex.
Right.
You should always use those.
Well,
not free sex together, yeah.
But not state-of-the-art.
Come on now, Andy. Yeah. Broaden your horizons.
But a state-of-the-art integrated partnership with sex wouldn't be as
thus, the partnership.
Exactly. Well, now we're going to hear from today's sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, Michelle Bell has some very exciting adoption news for us.
Wow. This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Well, we're back, and Michelle Bell has some hot adoption news for us. Michelle, the day has finally come.
What's going on? After a lengthy vetting process where I had to fill out multiple forms and do everything shy of giving them a vial of my blood, I took custody of two kittens on Sunday.
Thank God. Yes. Thank God it's not children.
No.
And
nobody would
have saved the kittens.
Yes.
You had to have many references. And
I had
to write like an essay. Or something?
Had to have three references. I had to, if I didn't own my own property, if I rented, I would have to have a notarized letter that it was okay for me to have the kittens. If I lived with someone, they would have to sign a notarized
letter. Well, thankfully you don't.
No,
and you had to write an essay, Why I Love
Kitties.
Yeah. How did that start?
Well, it had been 2 years since I had cats, and I miss them. But, you know, I forgot what it's like to have two kittens. It's exhausting. It's just crazy. They run all over the place, and they don't sleep, and it's a handful.
Homework.
Yes, you look
and
a little tired.
Soccer practice.
No, they're too young for soccer yet, Joe.
It's tough to have cats, but let me tell you. So I got prepared on Saturday. I went to PetSmart and spent like $300.
Oh, yeah.
These cats now live in the feline version of the friggin' Four Seasons.
How many collars do they have?
They have
Do the collars have jewels?
They do not have collars, but they have four beds in every room.
Oh my God.
Four beds in every room?
They have options.
So you bought like 24 beds?
So they have options.
How many beds do you have?
I have two. Well, I have two. I have Rome.
Oh, okay.
You have
like
a bed in every room?
Two? How many beds can they need?
Well, because they want
they're
in luxury. I want them to feel luxurious.
How much did you?
They went from going to a shelter to, you know, the spa.
Oh, so you saved
Michelle,
them.
How much did you pay to adopt them?
It was 110 for two of them, and then I donated an extra 100 because it was for a shelter.
That's great. My God. I passed a house that for the last 2 weeks has had a sign up front, free kittens. Free kittens. You probably don't even have to stop the car. You just roll down the window, they'll toss it in the back. There you go.
You know, you're part of this group, though. I mean, the pet market is a huge market.
It's
people
crazy.
Spend so much money on apparel.
Well, look at Michelle. Michelle just bought 150 beds.
Four beds for every room.
It's like a hostel in my house. It's like a cat hostel.
I'm sure it is hostile in your house.
Andy, it's in case they want any of their little kitten friends to sleep over.
Oh, there's keggers going on. There's a kegger going on today.
Cat kegger.
Distributors should have you as a client.
They should.
Put them in business.
And, you know, on my blog on ASI Central, I'm going to have a contest to name my kittens and also for the coolest pet promotional product since I haven't been in the know in a while. So
$100
gift card.
$100
gift card for anyone who can name my kitties.
People spend lots of money on pets. You know, Ruckus, my dachshund, as you all know.
Yes.
He has a bad back. And I just found out that the best dog chiropractor in the world is based in my town.
According to
who? Are you
going
to take your dog to a chiropractor?
Yeah,
he's
a dog. Have you seen a dachshund? How long they are?
The little hot dogs.
He has problems. The most annoying thing about it is he barks to be put up on the bed or the couch. So he stands by it and barks.
Just like Mark.
Until you
Wait, he doesn't have four beds in every room?
No, but if he did, imagine all the barking.
When did he tell you about his back?
He's going around.
He sees it. And apparently people will drive their pets miles and miles to chiropractor.
Do they massage them or do
they do
use...
just what a chiropractor does? They do adjustments, like an adult chiropractor.
They pick them up and crack their backs.
Maybe you need to take it to a pet psychologist. Maybe it's all in his head. His back's really fine.
Seriously, the dog down the street is on puppy Prozac. I'm not even kidding.
What does that do to him?
He's very mellow. He's very chill.
A lot of dogs have separation.
Never leaves the house.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michelle, if people want to name your cats, where should they go to?
On ASI Central, there's that absurdly old photo of me that Tim and Rich hate so much. They can just click on my head, and I'm going to post my blog later today where they can name the kitties.
Now, have you considered the names Gray and Goose?
I have not, but somebody also already suggested Apollo and Starbuck for Battlestar Galactica, and Michael and Philippe in honor of my two favorite poly concept friends.
Yeah, but they're
are they boys? I'm going to get a t-shirt that says I'm a nerd.
Know the sex of the cats. Are they boys?
One is a boy and one is a girl.
So which one would be Michael and which would be Philippe?
everybody gets named Michael in my house.
How about Frick
your little pussycat?
Frickin'
all right, well, go to, and Michelle, will you be providing a prize if you select the
$100 gift card?
Oh, that's great.
And I'm going to have photos of the kittens up so people can see what they look like.
Fantastic. Well, check out Michelle's blog for more info. All right, guys, now some distributors are complaining about the uncertain economy, and some of their clients may be spending less, but we're going to tell you this morning about a hot new segment to target right now. Kathy, what is it?
The homeschool market, believe it or not, it's a $5 billion industry.
Believe it or not.
How did it get so big?
Who in their right mind wants to school their kids at home?
Sarah Palin.
You know what?
Yeah, people like that.
Remember that woman?
What does that mean?
Macaulay,
I mean,
the octuplets or whatever?
She does.
Yeah. Like the people
who homeschools her kids.
That's crazy.
Can I just say Benjamin Franklin, FYI, was homeschooled? And most homeschool kids, like, they have a high percentage of getting to Ivy League colleges. I know it's thought of as a hippy-dippy, wacko thing.
No, it's becoming a much more...
But it is. It's becoming more mainstream.
And also, there's now all these big networks where kids can do activities together and stuff.
Yeah,
and that's probably
the school districts are allowing them to come and play with the normal kids.
Jeez. Anyway,
there's quite
the
acceleration there.
You know, viewpoint
there. It's a $5 billion industry, and the money right now is mainly spent on learning materials and books, but it's growing by 7% a year, and we're thinking that distributors in the industry could sell to the homeschool
market. Absolutely. There's all these networks. I'm sure they promote themselves.
Right.
Especially if school districts are actually... Yeah. Latching onto it as well.
Well, because one of the critiques about it is that the kids don't get enough socialization with other kids, but they're starting to allow them in and promote different
like
you know, social activities.
They can go to the prom and they can play soccer with
Oh, they can go to the prom?
Yeah.
Cool.
Things like that.
Wow, Andy wants to go to the prom.
I think you just have to be
insane. You're a little too old for that.
Rock on.
You have to be insane to
get a bumper sticker.
I don't have the patience.
Well, it's a really hard job. My cousin does it, actually.
Does she really?
She's got two
your cousin a freak?
It's all right. She's not listening. I don't think. Hi, Lori. but she has two really active, like, bouncing off the wall boys, and I don't know how she does it.
I know.
She says it's very difficult. Anyway, call us now at 215-953-4979 to tell us what's on your mind. Now, on another business note, we've already talked about using press releases to promote your business, but there are other great ways to promote yourself on a shoestring budget. Entrepreneur Magazine just came out with a list of 10 cheap ways to build your brand this week, and some of them involve promo products. You guys want to hear what some of them are?
Sure.
Yeah, bring it up.
I think distributors should go on entrepreneur.com and get this article and give it to all their clients because, as I said, it's very heavily pro-promo products. One of the ways is to print your logo on an inexpensive premium like a hat or a golf ball. Mm-hmm. Something that we would all... another one is to visit your clients around holidays. And this is minor holidays, like Groundhog Day, they suggest, leaving a holiday-themed surprise with your logo on it. Yeah, so, you know, and I'm always a big proponent of that. Like, okay, everyone sends holiday cards, but mm-hmm. how about, you know, picking a holiday that nobody else gets cards for, and then you're really going to stand
out. I like that.
That's why we have those calendars at Advantages and Successful Promotions that have quirky holidays.
Yeah, what's an example of a holiday that we feature on there?
Flag Day?
Well,
we have an article upcoming in Advantages, actually, quirky occasions to give a gift, and one of them, they gave out a keychain. I forget what the tagline was, but it was really funny, and it was after people had gone through their colonoscopy.
Oh, Lord.
So, like, you got to think outside the box.
Absolutely.
Or the colon.
And everybody wants a colonoscopy card.
That's right.
That's a popular...
That's a big issue.
Hey, somebody sent me an email with two kitty names already. Saeed and Sawyer from Lost, the characters from Lost.
Ah, isn't that one of your favorite shows?
God, the nerds are organizing and emailing me.
They are.
Show's Nerd Network.
Leave the nerds alone. And Robbie Weinberg, our friend who does the urinal screens, he says that he can't be friends with me anymore because he's highly allergic to cats.
Aww.
That's a shame.
Run away,
take
Robbie.
A pill, Robbie.
Run away from her.
All right, well, enough serious stuff. For those of you who don't know Joe Haley, he's a serious, serious soccer coach. He typically coaches I don't know how many teams per year. And you're a glutton for punishment, I guess, because you're an officer in your league. Last year you were
and
the president.
And a gentleman.
I don't know about that. Last year you were the president of the league. What are you this year?
I'm the soccer commissioner for our club, and I also run our intramural program.
Well, that means, of course, those of us who get to work with him get to hear rants every morning about annoying parents, annoying players, how the Snack Shack's not ready this year, and everything else soccer related.
There's lots of talk about the Snack Shack.
With that in mind, we've got a segment on today's show called Joe's Rant, where Joe gets to complain about anything soccer. Joe, what's on your mind this morning?
Parents.
Parents.
Those damn parents.
Oh, my God. You know, I also teach soccer coaches clinics and teach coaches how to... coach at the appropriate age level, what's appropriate for a six-year-old, a seven-year-old. And I always tell them, the one coaching job I'm looking forward to is at an orphanage. And that's because you don't have to deal with any of the parents.
What's wrong with the parents?
Well, one, a parent of a six-year-old doesn't realize that the most important thing to that six-year-old is not winning a soccer game and scoring lots of goals. So they're placing you know, what they think is success on their child when their kid just wants to be out there running around having fun with their friends. And when the game's over, they want to go to the Snack Shack to get a pretzel or to go to the playground or go over to Billy's house or can Tommy come over. But these parents think that it's all going to be at win at six-year-old when it doesn't really make a difference.
And have you ever had a run-in with a parent?
No. You know, I'm constantly shushing parents on sidelines when they're telling their kids to, you know, kick the ball, which is just the worst thing to do in soccer, to tell a kid to just kick it, or to tell them, when they tell them to pass it, or, you know, catch up and shoot and score. And it's just, you got to shush them. Let the kids have the game.
Is it true that you kicked a father and a grandfather off, what is it, the baseball field last year? Oh, you don't want to talk about that.
No.
He's so upset that he can't talk about it without using profanity.
I'm sure they deserved it.
Well, people are crazy. You know, for soccer practice, you're there for an hour. So maybe you're there 15 minutes early and 15 minutes afterwards. So an hour and a half, you're out of your house with your child. And these people, some of them can't go that hour and a half without smoking. So I instituted our field, no smoking.
If you want to soccer field.
Idiots. So
it is the fresh air, after all. You're supposed to be able to smoke, do anything you want.
All right.
No, I understand. But
fresh air is the
kids are out there doing something that's physically, you know, active. And, you know, parents don't want them, you know, having to breathe in the secondhand smoke. So it's like, you want to smoke, go out to the parking lot. Well, it was funny because the first year I instituted this, I used to, you know, tell people, butt it. And about three, 4 weeks
butt
into
it.
The season,
butt it?
People would see me coming and they would drop their cigarettes and start putting them out. And I'm walking by this guy one time.
Nazi.
And he called me, he goes, watch out, that's the cigarette Nazi.
Oh, and I just made that up.
No, that's what they called me. But it's just these crazy.
It could have been worse.
Michelle, do you smoke in front of the cats?
I do. No, do not. Nor do I smoke in front of children, by the way.
Oh, see?
Oh, that's good.
She has some moral rule.
All her vices are done in private.
They are. I just got an email from a listener who wanted to know if we have an email address, which we do. I don't think we've ever said that. It's radio@asicentral.com. So if you want to communicate with us via email, if you have comments, it's radio@asicentral.com.
Well, thanks, Joe, for that rant. We look forward to another one next week.
No
I'm
problem.
Sure you'll have some fresh material.
The
for
vein
us.
In my forehead's still bulging, so...
Well, guys, it's fall, which means New York Fashion Week and all kinds of fashion previews for 2009. We've got Nicole Rollander, editor of Wearables and Stitches magazines, on the line. And Nicole's here to tell us about some hot runway fashions and let us in on which ones... Ooh, I like this song. Which ones are going to make their way into the industry. Nicole, are you there?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I actually thought that was Joe singing for a second.
It is.
Actually, it is.
Like said Fred.
So, Nicole, tell us about some things that we see on the runway that will actually make themselves make their way into the industry.
Well, you know, one thing that we decided to do for the October issue of Wearables was to recreate runway looks.
Uh-huh.
So one of them is bohemian look. So it's the look of that you went to thrift stores and bought really cheap stuff, but you actually didn't. You bought higher-end stuff.
Uh-huh.
So that's all over the place in Gucci's fall-winter show. So it's things like folk-inspired leather pieces, scarves and caps, lots of layers. And what we ended up doing was we found some really cool chunky knit sweaters and we layered them under, and this isn't going to be good with, you know, people who are against leather, but goat suede vintage jacket.
Goat suede.
Goat suede.
And it's actually like something Andy would wear.
Oh yeah. I got a couple in my closet.
You know,
he's wearing a goat tee.
The whole bohemian luxury thing seems like it's right up your alley, Andy.
Oh, absolutely.
Andy, maybe you'd like to model for us sometime.
I'll do that.
In your goat suede.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Annie's birthday is coming up
it.
In a few months, so, you know, everybody think goat suede. What else do you have, Nicole?
Armbands and leggings, believe it or not. And
oh, now we're talking.
You know what? Leggings are totally back in. What the heck is that? But go ahead.
But also really cool imprinting. So, you know, we're seeing shirts with that look like tattoo sleeves under the short sleeves, so you can wear a shirt and look like you've got full arm tattoos.
Is it screen printed, or how does that work?
On the leggings, you can screen print, and then the other, it's sort of like sublimated into a hosiery that goes on your arms.
That seems like something Kathy would wear.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
You know what? I actually got one of those shirts.
Wow. In maternity version?
No, it's a little tight. But
I would think so.
In January, I can hopefully wear it. And then one other thing that Joe's not going to like, jeans, but ripped jeans and the boyfriend cuff jeans. You know, these sort of sloppy
What's
look.
What's a boyfriend?
Joe wears
I don't know what a boyfriend
Andy
cuff
definitely
jean
wants to wear the boyfriend
well,
cuff.
What's a boyfriend cuff?
It's when a woman takes either her man's jeans or you buy a guy's pair of jeans and you cuff them. So they're sort of loose and they look kind of casual, but they're sloppy.
But that's the way they're meant to look?
Yeah.
But what we actually...
We ladies know what she's talking about.
Yeah. Joe? Yeah. You ever heard of this?
I had no idea.
Okay, Michelle, do you have good boyfriend jeans?
Joe wears girlfriend
yeah,
cuff
sure
jeans.
Absolutely.
See, Michelle wears them all the time. I couldn't wear Mark's jeans. They'd be
I
much
could
too
never,
large.
Could you picture me wearing Steve's shoes?
That's great. And Nicole, any colors we should be on the lookout for? Distributors should be pitching to their clients?
You know, as far as colors...
What's the new black?
What's the new black? Hot pink, actually. And
hot pink is the new black. Kathy, you don't have a hot
pink
going
on. It is
the new
black. She's right. I was at Magic a few weeks ago, and everything was
pink. I thought brown was the new black.
That was last year. Andy.
Andy,
so last
you're so two seasons ago.
You know what? Go get your goat suede and your boyfriend jeans
so
and just go home.
Fashion
go back
behind
to New York.
That's not a bad idea.
Are. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Joe.
You're really bringing the jokes this morning.
Thanks so much, Nicole. When can people see the cover story?
In October.
All right, check out the October issue of Wearables.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Joe, I'm going to brew you up a pot of Lee's coffee here to wake you up.
All right, guys, now it's everyone's...
Thank
can
you.
I get some of that?
It's everyone's favorite time of the show where we're going to give away another $50 gas card to whoever answers this week's trivia question correctly. Call us right now, 215-953-4979, and see if you can win $50. Our lines are open. In the meantime, while we wait for some callers, it's almost Emmy Awards time. Michelle, tell us who's up for an Emmy Award this year. I know one of your favorite hotties is.
Well, yeah, Jeremy Piven from
did you hear that
Ari Gold. Oh, Ari Gold. He's not so much a hottie. He's just such a character.
So would you go on a date with him if he asked you out?
Absolutely. Because okay. it would just who would get the word in edgewise? Me or Ari Gold? Man. I don't know.
How full is her social calendar?
But do you want to go out with Jeremy or Ari?
You know who I would choose? No, you know who I choose? Dennis Leary from Rescue Me. And it's an atrocity that he's not on this list.
Love that show.
He's cute.
He has a horrible drinking problem. He's... I guess that wouldn't be a problem.
I don't care about that. That doesn't bother me in the least.
Birds of a feather. Yeah.
So who's up for awards this year?
Well, for Outstanding Comedy, we have a favorite of Joe's and mine, 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, another good one. Yeah. Joe and I have one of our favorite scenes ever from Curb Your Enthusiasm, which...
No, it's not that one.
Oh, that's an awful one.
Entourage.
But what's your favorite scene?
From Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Is it the doll head?
Is it the one where something's stuck in his teeth?
No, it's, well, Susie is my favorite. Jeff's wife, Susie, is my favorite. Another cursor.
Love her.
Yeah.
Love her.
The Office. Yep. Another favorite of ours. And Two and a Half Men, which is amusing to me, but doesn't seem like it is up to the quality of the rest.
Everybody loves it. I like that show. I like it. I like it.
Come on.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
It's all right.
They have a lot of fake backgrounds. They go out on the porch and it's like a balcony. Big painting behind them.
What?
All right, now drama series, we have Boston Legal,
is that true?
Damages, Dexter, which I know is Matt Histan's favorite.
I heard Dexter is good, actually.
Yeah, me too.
That guy was
isn't that a cartoon?
What's Dexter?
Dexter's the one about the serial killer.
That's Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh. Okay.
It's about a serial
killer.
And
that guy was from Six Feet Under.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are on real TV?
Yeah. So, what do you do in the evenings? Oh, that's right.
I've never watched any of these.
Yeah,
yeah, seriously.
House, neither, which is another one.
House is really good.
Everybody take a deep breath for all the hotties on Lost. A special place in my heart
for
Lost.
I never watched
it. Isn't there just one hottie? It's just the one guy.
On Lost? What are you kidding? It's like a bevy of hotties.
Matthew Fox. Who else?
Oh, that was the guy from...
Are you? It's Josh Holloway, who plays
Sawyer.
Party
6. Was
Party 5? Is he the rocker guy?
He's the bad boy.
Oh, okay.
Josh Holloway,
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And finally, we have, and if anyone is not watching this show, you're really missing out, Mad Men, which is on cable, but it is
my
the best show.
My husband loves that show.
It's a good show.
He's telling me about it, but I never watched it.
That's about the ad agency in
the 60s.
That is a good show.
I have to... Put that on my
It's about way. Advertising, yeah. kind of like the birth of advertising on Madison Avenue. Yeah. That's where the name Mad Men comes from, the Madison Avenue Men. And, you know, they drink in their offices and they smoke, much like somebody at this table.
Well, you have to watch
Good old days.
Vote.
I've seen it. Larry Tate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like exactly, that Joe. That's kind of, you know, it's more serious than that, but that's the kind of vibe it's got. But it's fabulous. And then for actors, there's a standoff with Entourage, actually. Jeremy Piven, who's won for a couple years in a row, is up against Kevin Dillon, who plays Johnny Drama, who's a really funny character.
Kevin
Dillon, I know you
is
like
great.
Him. Yeah.
He's really
and
good.
And he has never won before, so I think I'd like to see him take it.
Absolutely.
So you're going to put your vote in for him?
No, I can't believe no one from The Hills was nominated.
No.
Are there any reality shows nominated?
There are.
Isn't there a reality category?
I even mark them off for you and Melinda because I know
Thank
you guys
you.
Like this crap.
Thank you.
American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, Project Runway, The Amazing Race, and Top Chef.
Okay, I watched the first three.
Did you say Project Runway?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a caller on line one. Marla from Promo Plus is here to answer our trivia question.
Hi, Marla.
Hey, Marla.
Hi,
Marla.
Hi, everyone.
All right, Joe Haley, give Marla the question, and good luck. Here's your chance for a $50 gas card.
If you take the square root...
Don't ask me a math
question. Okay, well, this involves math. What two original 90210 actors are currently on the new series?
And it means currently rather than currently.
Okay. I think I might know this. Shannon Doherty?
Yes.
That's one.
And... Jenny Garth.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
Buy that Academy.
Congratulations, Marla. You get a $50 gas card. If you hold on the line, we'll give you all the information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marla.
Bye.
Well, guys, we're out of time this week. Thanks for tuning in to hear ASI's most outspoken editors from the country's ugliest city, apparently.
But we're the most
Thanks
beautiful.
To this week's sponsor, I
Not
Promote
everybody's
You.
From there.
Tune in next week to win another $50 gas card and hear more of Joe Haley's ranting. Have a great day, guys.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.